It's 3 o'clock.
CEOs take aim on guns, frontrunners face off. I'm Barbara Cusack. The chief executives of 145 firms from Levi Strauss to Dick's Sporting Goods and Reddit urged in a letter to Senate leaders to act on gun violence. Democratic Congresswoman Katie Hill says maybe the lawmakers will listen to the business leaders.
I think that we need to be using every tool in our toolbox to mobilize, to organize, to ensure that the message is loud and clear that the American people are not okay with the current trajectory that we're on with respect to gun violence, and we have to do something.
Tonight's Democratic face-off in Houston brings together frontrunners Biden, Warren, and Sanders all on the same stage for the latest 2020 Democratic presidential debate in Houston. And correspondent Clayton Neville is there.
A hearty atmosphere on the campus of Texas Southern University where the debate's being held. Across a busy Houston street, Democrats holding signs and streamers with their candidate of choice. And down the way, a group of President Trump supporters in MAGA hats and Trump t-shirts, making sure their voices are heard too.
Federal prosecutors recommended that former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe face a criminal charge on accusations that he lied to internal investigators about whether he had authorized a news media leak in the fall of 2016. President Trump makes his first visit to Baltimore this evening since he described the city a few months back as a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess where no human being would want to live. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Trump's visit to address congressional Republicans at an annual retreat is paved in good intentions.
I think the president coming here symbolizes, yes, he cares about Baltimore. He cares about the people who live in Baltimore, and he does not accept that you have to stay in poverty.
The U.S. budget gap grew to more than $1 trillion in the first 11 months of the fiscal year, according to Treasury figures released today. This is the first time deficits have topped that mark since 2012. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-719-6029 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-719-6029 now. Again, 800-719-6029. That's 800-719-6029.
Arizona News Radio. Authorities holding a news conference today detailing the arrests of Blaine and Susan Barksdale, the accused killers who escaped from custody in Utah while being transported back to Arizona last month. Deputies acting on a tip, finding Susan Barksdale outside a home in Pumpkin Center, her husband arrested a short time later, both accused in the murder of a Tucson man in April. Bond set at $150,000 for Tremaine Jackson, the now former DPS trooper, arrested on 61 sex and kidnapping charges, the judge saying a high bond was needed.
In a position of trust when these incidents occurred.
At least nine women coming forward with allegations about his conduct during traffic stops. President Trump looking to crack down on e-cigarettes, especially flavored ones he says are marketed to kids. Arizona Poison and Drug Information Center issuing a warning.
Until further notice, it's really in the public's best interest for their health to avoid vaping products, if at all possible.
Dr. Stephen Dudley, Diamondbacks lose to the Mets 9-0. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This is your KFNX traffic report. There is a crash on the I-10 westbound west of the 40th Street. There's an accident on 24th Street and Roosevelt Street. And there's an accident on 7th Street south of Dunlap Avenue. At In-N-Out, every burger is freshly grilled to order, made with juicy 100% beef patties, freshly baked buns, and crisp produced that as fresh as it gets, freshness you can taste. This is the KFNX traffic report.
From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center, as we head into the evening, you'll have clear skies with a low 77. Tomorrow's going to be mostly sunny, high 105. And looking ahead towards Saturday, you'll have sunshine, high 106. I'm Andy Davis from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 102 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m., right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100, and featuring the Elton Brothers, over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this Medieval Times Thursday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are the Elton Brothers. Numbers to join in, talk to the bros, anything real estate related. On the table, 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on Monday through Sunday, 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio rushing your way. A look at the latest real estate numbers, plus Medieval Times and the transformation of Central Scottsdale into an experiential retail leader. We're going to drill down on that. Then in our loan segment, rates back on the pogo stick. Where did they land today? Deanne has all the details. Bottom of the hour, Investor's Corner, the latest big projects making news, and we got some builder leaseback updates. 9% cap rates. You won't want to miss that. Down the stretch, new listings, a special distressed sale deals of the week featuring Paradise Valley. Much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
Sellers. Sellers are funny. Sellers of houses are funny. They can be very funny. I got one seller who's feeding pigeons.
Feeding pigeons?
Feeding pigeons.
That's like a hobby in the backyard.
And she didn't know. She didn't know. I went over there to take a listing. I'm like, man, you got quite a bit of like damage to your roof and nesting and things going on and poop. And she goes, I know, I like the pigeons. If you're going to be my realtor, you're going to feed these pigeons once a week. You get over here and you feed these things and you clean up the poop. I'm like, well, wait, whoa. Slow your roll. No,
you're gonna put that in a listing agreement.
Half of that's true. What is true is she's actually feeding pigeons, the most dangerous, abusive carp of the air bird animal that is out there. She's feeding them every day because of two lovebirds that were used to hang around the house.
Oh, there's a backstory to the picture.
Yes, she started doing this because she was feeding two lovebirds. Meanwhile, the piranha of the air, the pigeon, swoops in and she and is now destroying her roof. Because they're like, why would I fly down the street when I could just make my nest here at the roof? And then when she throws the food out, we could go down and get it 2 feet away.
Wow.
So now, don't
I, never a dull moment in real estate.
I have gotten estimates for the repairs to remove the pigeons and to remove the nesting and the grossness
and the soap opera
that is happening with this. She's been feeding pigeons for years and they love it. And you know what? I called the HOA guy and I go, hey, by the way, just checking on fees, you know, just capital improvement. What's going on with the HOA? Is there any assessments? Blah, bitty, blah. And he goes, oh, did you list that house over there? And I said, yeah. And he said, oh my God, thank God. can you please tell them to stop feeding the pigeons? Because the neighbors are complaining, the world is complaining, the area code is complaining, and basically the city of Scottsdale is complaining. So I had to sit her down, have a long talk with her. I like these pigeons. Right, what are you talking about? I'd rather get rid of you than the pigeons.
Anyway, classic stuff.
Speaking of HOA,
welcome to our world.
Speaking of HOAs,
well, I was just curious. The estimate.
She did. Oh, the estimate?
Yeah.
$1,600 so far.
For the love story, it's $1,600
so far.
All right.
That's just to basically
clean it up. Right.
We haven't gotten rid of the pigeons.
Right. That's true.
That's going to take, you know, FBI and
surveillance
and drones and things.
Surreptitious.
But anyway, these pigeons are like, who's this clown showing up? You know, he doesn't look good for our business. And I'm like, yeah, I just looked them straight in the eye and said, you guys are out.
That's funny.
Anyway, so if you're a seller, please don't feed pigeons. They're going to cost you a lot of money and people don't like them. And they're just, you know, I did have a pigeon the other day. I'm driving down the freeway. I hit a pigeon. I hit a car. The bird hit my car. And guess what? It's stuck in my grill.
Don't tell that listing seller.
No. But it's stuck in my grill. The whole bird didn't powder like it normally does.
You mean with the feathers spraying everywhere?
Yeah,
no, it's just
there. It's stuck in my grill, and I'm going 80 miles an hour down the freeway.
So you have an ornament.
And so all these people are driving down the freeway, and they're just looking at me, pointing at my grill, thinking, oh, man, I got a flat or something. I pull over. There's a bird stuck in my grill. And then I had to yank it out, and I'm going to get gross here, but.
Please, bring it on.
The head was still in the grill. Geez. And so I pulled out the body, and the head is still in the grill. So it goes on and on. Pigeons, I'm telling you.
You know, you were going to say something about the HOA, which of course is our favorite topic.
This is why I want to tell you about HOAs. As you know, things are getting older. Buildings are getting older. What's that song? It's a Fleetwood Mac song.
Yeah. One of my favorites.
One of our listings that we talk about every week, $134,000 at Scottsdale condominiums.
Yeah. How do we still have that?
This is a 1960 building, right? Guess what they just slapped on all of the homeowners in there? Slapped. And I not laid it. Slapped it on them.
Like a shock.
$10,000 per unit.
Ooh.
To replace interior plumbing in the building.
That's almost 10% of the value.
Almost 10% of the purchase price.
Ouch, babe.
So, and this is what happens when people buy older buildings, condominiums. You gotta go to these meetings, people. You've gotta understand what is going on with homeowners associations because you can live and die by them if you buy condos. Roofs, plumbing, exterior, painting, interior pipes. Insurance claims, it all plays a part in what the monthly fees are going to be. And a lot of this stuff changes over time.
Yeah. So if you're buying in one of these older communities, you're a buyer's agent, you got to call up the HOA. Are there any pending assessments?
And you know what? Most sellers will tell you there are none. That didn't get approved. But wait a minute. It's pending. It's a pending assessment.
It may get approved.
And, which means it may get approved after close of escrow.
Exactly. And by the time you close, you could have a $10,000,
Christmas sort of gift.
Miscellaneous charge on your settlement statement for HOA. So what happens in a situation like this is we now have to take a step back, find out exactly what this assessment's all about. Now, granted, whoever buys the building in the building's going to have brand new plumbing. Nice.
It's just a matter of who's going to pay for it.
It's who's going to pay for it. 10 grand, it's a lot. Anybody buying $100,000 to $125,000, $30,000 condo, they have enough for their down payment and maybe some, a couple plants, but enough money for an appraisal, but not 10,000 bucks.
Yeah, that's a big one.
So anyway, the moral of the story is HOAs, you will live and die by them. You want to make sure that they are solvent. They don't have any pending legal disputes. They don't have any upcoming assessments because they are hell on wheels if you don't know about them.
Pigeons, a love story. I like it. Stay with us. Up next, rates back on the pogo stick. Where did they land today? Deanne has all the details next on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Buying or selling a home? The most important protection you need is a good home inspection, and you want the best. At Inspect 10, they deliver. A-plus rating with the BBB? Yes. Color-coded reports with pictures? Yes. Inspect 10 even gives you a free 90-day major systems warranty. No one does that. For nearly 20 years, Inspect 10 has had the best price and amazing service. Just ask the Elton Brothers. They've been using Inspect 10 for over 10 years. Call Inspect 10 today at 480-204-1010. That's 480-204-1010.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or a refinancing question. Deanne Reisner's Direct Line Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. Over 25 years in the mortgage industry, one of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been
deannotized.
Deanne Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Deanne. How you doing today?
Oh, a little crazy.
Yeah, so you don't have time for bird feeders or pigeons or anything like that, do you? Did you hear our beginning segment?
No, I missed it.
Yeah, because you're busy. Do you have a bird feeder?
No.
See? Deanne doesn't like to feed birds either.
She's busy deannotizing loans.
Yeah.
She can't be feeding birds.
We were talking about some of our listeners. They have bird feeders. And they feed the birds, and they're meant for little hummingbirds, and guests comes over and chows on it, pigeons. I have a cat,
so.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Every seller should have a cat.
You have your own issues.
So, Deanne, what is going on out there in loan land?
It's been a crazy ride today, the market.
No kidding.
Off.
I saw the 10-year at the beginning of the week. I swear it started at 1.47 and now it's 1.7 and change.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
those are like huge. It's hard to really put in words. Just enormous moves for a treasury bond.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we even had a negative price change from the bond program. So they have a midday price change, so their rates even got higher, which rarely ever happens when you're dealing with down payment assistance.
Like, so an intraday change is what you're saying?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Lovely.
So the rates were a certain thing this morning, and then they were higher, and they just popped it out. But I get the rate alerts, so the couple of people that I had that just barely went under contract, believe me, I was on the phone too.
Yeah, I'm sure you were. And were people sort of, would you say, jumping off the fence, trying to get locked? Or are you seeing now people saying, oh, we missed that last boat, that ship has sailed, we're going to wait and hopefully get a drop? What's kind of the sentiment out there?
Actually, I had a mixture. So I have some people that I'm doing a refinance for. They wanted to see if the rates, you know, they thought they were going to continue to go lower. And who knows? This market's so crazy. They may. So some people that I had told should lock, today they locked. Obviously, they ended up having to pay points that they wouldn't have had to. And then I have somebody that said, no, they're convinced. They heard, Trump speaking today, something about trying to get rates down to zero.
Oh, now, yeah. He's been floating that lately.
Yeah, what is the deal?
You know, The Economist, our president.
Actually, he said zero or better.
Or zero or better, yeah. Because he sees what's happening in Germany or whatever, and they have a completely different economy and thinks we need to be there.
Maybe we should do that.
Well, I'd love to have zero. Can you imagine how busy we'd be?
Right. Then, of course, if we really have a recession, then where do you go? What room have you left to sort of manage that, when you're already down there? I mean, I don't even want to go there, but...
Monkey
all right,
see,
so
monkey
the
do.
Point is, rates, you know, were down, they were up, they were down, and we got this pogo effect happening. And where are we? Would you say right? Do we have an update with some of the programs?
Well, I do. Are you talking interest rates?
Yes, or anything else you want to talk about?
Yes. So FHA today, and we're obviously using 280 as the sales price. With good credit, we're at 3.75, APR 4.814, all-in payment,
1651.
Yes.
So let me ask you this. So when the dust settles.
Yes.
We're at 3.75. Last week, I believe, was it 3.625?
Yes, and very close to 3.5.
So, right now,
we've gone up an eighth on the govies, got hit a little bit harder on the conventionals.
Okay, because I was going to say, an eighth is not necessarily the end of the world. We're still well in the threes. So VA, what are the numbers there?
VA, same thing, 3.75, APR 4.005, 15, 12, 10, all in.
100% down. no money down so we can try to get the seller to pay costs. $15,12 on a $280,000 deal. VA, use that eligibility. Deanne is an expert with VA financing. Well, she's an expert with all of it, having done this for a quarter of a century. But VA, I know you have a special place in your heart for VA.
I do. My husband's a disabled vet, and I have the utmost respect for our veterans and thank them for their service.
Absolutely. We all do.
Yeah,
we all
absolutely.
Do. All right. How about conventional? Drum roll.
Conventional. 20% down. Good credit. Now, mind you, this is paying 3/8 of a discount point. 4% APR 4.136, 1256.91 all in.
All right, going 1257. You got to pay 3/8 of a point with 20% down.
Right.
All right.
Exactly.
So 3/8 on 280, not too bad.
Nope.
Got some flexibility there. How about the almighty investor? I can only imagine.
Yep. Now, these are both with paying a full discount point, the ones I'm going to quote you. 20% down, good credit, 5.25, APR of 5.436,
1424.44. 1424, 5.25 with a discount point. Wow, did investor rates took a smacking.
Last week it was under 5, right? Because we talked about the water cooler rate.
Well, the 25% down is still under 5 because you don't get hit as hard, Rick. But that's jumped up to 4.75. APR 4.933, all in payment of 1282.96.
1283, all right.
Yeah, but I mean, just to give you an idea, Dave and I just closed the same investor on two different transactions. The first one was a few weeks back, and with a discount point, it was 4.375. The second one came along, it was 4.5. Now we're up to 4.75.
Wow, wow, the investor. The investor's getting hit with so many rights, they're begging for lefts.
Did they? Very good. Did they get lost? So the first one was, where were they? I know that was, the first one was a few weeks ago.
Yep, 4.375.
And so where did they get locked? Did they lock at 4.5 or 4.75, or where'd they go?
The second one, 4.5.
4.5.
But if they were locking today, it'd be 4.75.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and we talk about it every week. You know, when you're waiting for that extra eighth, you know, and the market is already historically low and volatile like it is now, you do run the risk of just not locking when you have it in front of you.
Absolutely. And I always try to encourage my clients, if it works for you, just do it. But there's so much hoopla, if you will,
noise,
around interest rates that everybody's listening. They're getting all different, everybody's digesting the information differently. And the problem is, it's people that really aren't in our business or don't fully understand the market. They just hear rates are going to go down. They're going to go down again. And that's what they're waiting for. So you can try and educate them and just tell them nobody has a crystal ball. But, you know, ultimately it's up to the client. All we can do is encourage them.
There's no doubt sentiment gets going. You know, you hear somebody puts out something about a recession and, you know, this, that, and the other thing, and suddenly there's a lot of fear out there, and suddenly everybody pulls back, and, you know, they stop what they're doing because they hear stuff and they interpret it. They interpret this stuff based on fear, and nobody really knows. But if you look at the actual data of what's going on, especially in our market, our micro market here, you know, take advantage. There's so many growth areas here that, we've been involved with other investors trying to get deals done, multiple offers, up and down Scottsdale, Tempe, Peoria. It's incredible.
Oh, absolutely. I have a young man that I talked to a year and a half ago. He thought he was ready to go, and then he decided he was going to wait. Then he just came back. I got him pre-qualified again. And his uncle is a semi-retired real estate agent, told him he should probably wait because prices are going to go down.
Like he knows.
And, right. So if he'd have bought a year and a half ago, he would have paid a lot less for the property than it is now. So nobody has a crystal ball.
I hear you.
Thanks, Deanne.
Make decisions that are best for you and your life situation. Don't wait for that eighth. Give Deanne a call, 602-606-6728. Thanks, Deanne.
Thank you.
Up next, Investor's Corner, the latest big projects making news. Builder leasebacks featuring nine caps. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
Savage Nation, afternoons at 5 p.m. on 1100 KFNX. No fake news. Independent talk, 1100 KFNX.
Top 10 in the running for the 2020 Democratic presidential nod, debate tonight in Houston. Correspondent Jessica Dean says it will be the first encounter between Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren.
An advisor from the Biden campaign telegraphing potential attack lines, saying that the vice president, the former vice president, is going to make the case that America needs more than plans to get progressive action taken.
Clashes on the streets of Baltimore.
Go away! I'm out here!
Demonstrators for and against the president got into it as Trump heads to Baltimore for a Republican event this evening, a couple of months after calling the city a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess where no human being would want to live. Still reeling from Hurricane Dorian, the government of the Bahamas issued a tropical storm warning for several of its northwestern islands. Heavy rain and winds are likely by late Friday, as the system may become a tropical storm within a day or so. I'm Barbara Cusack.
This is your KFNX traffic report. There is an accident that has been cleared on I-10 eastbound at 59th Avenue. Crash on the HOV left lane on the I-10 westbound west of 40th Street. There is an accident on 24th Street and Roosevelt Street. Accident on State Route 347 at Cobblestone Farms, and a serious accident on Arizona Avenue and Chandler Boulevard. This has been your KFNX traffic report.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, as we head into the evening, you'll have clear skies with a low 77. Tomorrow's going to be mostly sunny, high 105, and looking ahead towards Saturday, you'll have sunshine, high 106. I'm Andy Davis from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 100 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Buying or selling a home? The most important protection you need is a good home inspection, and you want the best. At Inspect 10, they deliver. A-plus rating with the BBB? Yes. Color-coded reports with pictures? Yes. Inspect 10 even gives you a free 90-day major systems warranty. No one does that. For nearly 20 years, Inspect 10 has had the best price and amazing service. Just ask the Elton Brothers. They've been using Inspect 10 for over 10 years. Call Inspect 10 today at 480-204-1010. That's 480-204-1010.
You're on with the Elton Brothers.
What's this get bonafide thing you guys keep talking about?
Well, we can get you a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week.
So you're going to lowball me?
No lowballs. As I said, these are competitive cash offers, hence the name bonafide, as in get your bonafide cash offer today.
You understand my house has sweeping mountain views.
Everything gets factored into these offers.
Well, I'm not quite ready to move yet.
It's at your convenience, so you get a great price, and the Elton Brothers guide you every step of the way.
What's the number?
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318 or eltonbrothers.com.
Get bonafide! Get the latest in real estate news from across the valley.
Shaken, not stirred, with a dash of anything goes.
It's all on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
And now,
an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Hey, son. Congratulations on your new home.
Thanks, Dad.
The Elton Brothers really came through.
I'm finally off your couch and into my new pad, and they saved us money.
Money and headaches.
To get a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week, call the Elton Brothers. 480-451-3318. See if your home qualifies. Receive a bona fide cash offer on your home. Call 480-451-3318.
Hey, Dad, have you seen my CBD pen?
Elton Brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. EltonBrothers.com.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Email eltonbrothers@cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows. Search the MLS. Get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose. Completely free. Just an email address gives you access to the MLS. You can search it like a pro at eltonbrothers.com. Your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley.
A lot going on in Scottsdale area, right?
Incredible.
It's nuts. Driving up the 101.
I just thought it would be interesting for a little bit of perspective because we moved here in 1976. We moved to McCormick Ranch. It was a master plan community in the middle of Nowheresville.
It was Tumbleweed Junction.
Tumbleweed Junction. That's right. We had a storm of tumbleweeds come in and overtake the whole neighborhood where you actually had to have a plow come down the street to make way so you can get to the supermarket.
Which was McCormick Ranch.
Yeah. So there was nothing for miles. Hayden Road did not go through at Indian Bend, to give you some perspective.
I rode my YZ80 from Indian Bend to Pinnacle Peak, and I thought I was gone all day long. Where the dike is, where Greyhawk is, where Las Pertones,
yeah. And so I used to work at Pima Golf Course, which became Pavilion Lakes. And it was basically a gopher track out there, right off the two-lane Pima Highway. No 101 freeway, of course. And now, Rick, they're calling it the Mecca of Experiential Retail.
I could not have named it any better.
First of all, that's the whole reason we're talking about this right now, because of the term experiential retail.
Yeah.
Which means like the Scottsdale Auto Show. Salt River Fields took over from the Pavilion Lakes. Talking Stick Spring Training is now there. Talking Stick Resort. Top Golf. Oh, Odyssey of the Desert Aquarium. Of course, our favorite just opened, Medieval Times.
I thought that was a Castle Boutique when they were building it.
I was thinking White Castle. Yes. You're thinking of the shop.
Yes.
With all the adult paraphernalia.
My God, that is the
largest.
That is the finest Castle Boutique. And I guess I was thinking they had architectural guidelines they had to follow.
Medieval Times. I've only been to the one in West Covina, California. But I will say.
The Excalibur of Scottsdale.
That's right. So it is, and there's a lot more planned. A lot more planned. You got also the 166-room Hilton Hotel. You've got the Texas Roadhouse coming. You've got 80,000 square feet of retail space. And all this projects. And we're going into a recession. I don't think so.
Have you ever stayed at the Excalibur?
It's
kind of like that whole thing that's going on in Scottsdale. Where
what Medieval Times does.
Yeah, I stayed at the Excalibur once, and I called down there, and I'm like, "What time's the joust?" And they're like, "What?" I'm like, "I don't know. You got any ale?" They're like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't know. It's your hotel. It's your theme. I'm just playing along.
You're just trying to use the lingo.
Yeah. What time's the joust?
Trying to be a character.
They had no idea what I was talking about. Anyway, I hope it doesn't happen to this place. I hope it works. They got a drawbridge. They got it all going on.
You remember the auditions going on for this? It was a big casting call for a Medieval Time.
I'm sure.
Big casting call. Now it's one of the top Phoenix submarkets. So go figure. It used to be a tumbleweed connection. Anyway, for all you Elton John fans out there. Some news real quick. Blackstone creates the largest real estate fund in history, raising more than $20 billion with a B. If you remember, Blackstone was one of the biggest buyers of residential housing in Phoenix during the bottoms of the Great Recession. Blackstone kind of put us on their back. They bought tens of thousands of homes here. They still own a lot of them. But anyway, so there's that. Joint venture pays record. I'm going to let you guess the price. Record for Arizona's largest resort. I'm talking about the JW Marriott in Desert Ridge was sold, Rick.
I'm going to guess.
Take a guess.
I'm going to say $500
million. $605 million or $633,600 per room.
That's more than the average duplex.
Trinity Real Estate Investments picked up the nearly 400-acre luxury resort, including the two golf courses.
But there's a recession.
And then some apartment news. Los Angeles-based investor snags another value-add apartment in Phoenix. And there's a group called the Tides Equities, and they have all these Tides apartment buildings all around town. And this one was bought in Paradise Valley for $57.3 million in August. They also have one at Deer Valley, $56.7 million. And one in 28th Street downtown, $24 million. And one in Tempe, $31 million. So all of they have six all across town. And they're averaging about $120,000 a door. Gross. And they go in and they rehab them. And a lot of times they put them back on the market for a lot more money.
I smell growth.
Yes. That's the bottom line. And speaking of growth. Investor opportunity. So, got some hot off the presses news. So we talk about these builder leasebacks, which are in master plan communities. The builders build these model homes, and they become your tenant. Hence, they lease it back from you at a premium. And we have a few going in Colorado right now. Two in Colorado Springs, one in the north of Denver area. There, three of them are in the 650 to 700 range. We're doing 2-year guarantees, 9% purchase on the purchase price, so 9% annual lease rate, triple net leases. So on top of the 9%, the builders are paying the taxes, the insurance, the HOA, and they're offering a 1% credit toward closing costs. So if you have an interest, you give us a call, 480-451-3318. And we will get you registered and get you all the information you need to make an informed decision. And by the way, financing is available on these deals, 25% down. The cash on cash return is approximately 16% annually. And you get 2-year guarantees, and maybe they go longer.
Cash on cash, meaning if you pay cash for the property.
Meaning your down payment. So if you're putting like 25% down, say that's $175,000, on that $175,000, we're going to make you 16% approximately.
Where would you get even close to that? I mean,
you can't. Yeah. You're not going to. And so, of course, all terms subject to change until finalized and signed. But give us a call again, 480-451-3318. If you have any interest in the leaseback, 650 to 700. We also have one left in Atlanta in the 300 range. Slightly different terms. So there's that.
How is this market going on right now? I mean, you know, we are still short on inventory. That's why new builds are going crazy. That's why a lot of people are buying new builds, because they can't find what they're looking for in the resale market. We have 13,000 and change houses available in MLS, which is low. We talk about it every week. We talk about inventory and what we think is going on. Today, I was showing some people out in Gilbert, and we came across a couple other houses. We found one house on a nice street. It was just on the market 2 days. And then there was three other houses around the area. And I called on all three of them. All three of them were sold. All three of them sold under contract. This one that just came on the market will probably be sold tomorrow. This market under, say, 325, very, very, very strong. The market between, say, 4 and 7 is a little softer. And this market between 7 and 1 million, which we have a lot of listings of, which we're going to talk about, it's just a really pretty, pretty soft market.
Yeah. I mean, there's a buyer's market in some cases.
It's called a dual market.
Dual market. A bifurcated. How about that for a word?
Which we're in right now.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think if you got a house and you want to list it and you want to sell it under $300,000, price it right. Don't go crazy because appraisers are still keeping a lid on this market. So I think just be smart about it and don't over improve a house for the area.
There you go.
All right. No, I'm talking about over here.
Extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Buying or selling a home? The most important protection you need is a good home inspection, and you want the best. At Inspect 10, they deliver. A-plus rating with the BBB? Yes. Color-coded reports with pictures? Yes. Inspect 10 even gives you a free 90-day major systems warranty. No one does that. For nearly 20 years, Inspect 10 has had the best price and amazing service. Just ask the Elton Brothers. They've been using Inspect 10 for over 10 years. Call Inspect 10 today at 480-204-1010. That's 480-204-1010.
All right, then. Back with the Elton Brothers. Dave and Rick Elton. Still doing the short sales, bank repos, distressed properties, although not too many lately. We're also family court-appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in
the Elton Brothers.
You name it. We're here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. 480-451-3318. Our email is eltonbrothers@cox.net, and you can always check us out at eltonbrothers.com.
You were talking about visiting your childhood house.
Well, I happened upon an article that just caught my eye because I think a lot of people go back home.
They do.
They go back home. There is this sort of, obviously, the sentimental pull, the childhood memories of your own, of your home where you grew up.
Yeah, but there's also the Forrest Gump of that whole thing. Remember when the, what was her name? The girl, she threw, started throwing rocks at the house and she was mad at the house because of what happened there. But
what
yes.
happened in the, oh, you're talking about, oh, there's people that want to forget their childhood home.
Yes. There's some people that want to doze.
Well, let's put it this way.
Their own house.
I think in our neighborhood, they should probably sell tickets to the street because everybody's left that town. And when they come back, it's mostly for tour purposes.
I'm talking about Hazleton?
I'm talking about Hazleton.
I was there. I went.
You were there.
I went and checked out.
Yes, my brother. We were both there.
I went and checked out the family house.
So I guess where I'm going with this is you went back to the old neighborhood and remembered all the football games on the front lawns and all the, you know, hanging out with the kids and the basketball and whatever. But what was your sort of sentiment?
I'm like, oh man, he took out that orange tree. This is 50 years ago. There was an orange tree in the front yard.
I remember that well. The berry tree.
The berry tree or whatever it was. And I'm like, man, they took that tree out.
Some bad things happened. We had a berry fight on the front yard. Dad came home, saw us in the middle of it, singled me out, and decided to take me for a drag across the front lawn.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, there are good and bad of each childhood houses.
Well, but, you said the berry tree, so I remember that.
I mean, I also remember that the fence is the same and that the shutters were the same and the brick and the whole feel of the house is the same. And I do remember, you know, just the snow and what it was like growing up in that particular house in Pennsylvania.
I guess the thing about it.
No doubt.
By the way, so I saw our house on Zillow not too long ago. I just happened to be typing in the address one night, nothing else to do, happened upon, oh, I remember the address. And so they built a three-car garage underground into the back of the basement. They remodeled the whole basement. We used to be basically concrete and dirt when we lived there. They actually turned it into like a whole downstairs thing.
Really? I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
There's a hill, that hill going out the back where we used to sleigh.
That
ride.
Is now an underground garage.
You're kidding. Into the property. It comes up the alley and pulls in that three-car garage. No way. Oh, and my God. I wish I would have seen
that. So the house is now like 3,200 square. It used to be like one level with a basement. Now the basement's fully done. So it's like a huge place with a four-car garage.
Wow. You remember
one up top and one down below.
You remember Janetti's house at the top of Taft?
I do. I remember all of it.
But I went over there and I went and saw it. It looks like basically a track shack from McDowell Mountain Ranch.
Right. So that's the point. That's where we're getting with this. Is the perception as an adult, you come back, everything looks a little more disheveled. Everything looks a little smaller. It's not quite as pristine and big and huge and, you know, fantasy-like as when you were a kid. But, you know, real estate is
about houses, right?
Right. Well, that's just it. A house is so much more. Today, it seems like it's all about, you know, numbers and, you know, is the market going up? Is the market going down? And, you know, you don't really have, it's a life. It's a life, a house. And so there's a lot more beyond just the numbers, although, of course, it's your biggest asset, so you want to protect the numbers.
Interest rates, numbers, profit. Proceeds.
All this stuff, when you're a kid, you're not thinking about it. You just love the house. You just love the neighborhood, and that's what you... Anyway. All right.
I went over there to Klimo's house next door and slid down the grassy hill that we did at 55. I slid down the hill and went, man, I used to clear this thing.
Some people go and knock on the door.
Now it's
they say, they just show up. Can I, you know, which I don't recommend. But anyway, all right, we gotta
visit your childhood home, I think is what Dave is saying.
Well, I mean, you know, just, well, there's part of real estate, that emotional attachment.
Yeah, and that's what happens when you're trying to price a house too.
Yeah.
Us as realtors, we could go by numbers, we could go by, dollars and cents and comps, or can you run some comps? But at the same time, there's an emotional factor that gets, you know, you put all this stuff in a blender and you hit frappe and you come out with, you know, what is the real price for this house? And the seller understands that it's probably less than what their emotional tie is to it.
But one of the toughest things is when you have a seller, they haven't really done anything to the house. And the reality is that somebody's going to come in there and knock down walls and completely redo it. And it's very tough to communicate that, you know, your house is a teardown. I mean, in essence... Try to tell that to a seller who's lived there for 25 years.
Yeah.
It's very tough. They actually don't want to, the people come up and they don't want to sell to investors. Yeah. I want a family who's going to raise their kids here. You know, we have that all the time.
I like when sellers, they have a 1987 house and they, and I say, did you put any upgrades in it? And they go, we put new carpet in it. They think that it's upgraded.
Yeah.
You know, we put new carpet.
It's a very personal attachment. We no have a doubt. New, and they have expectations. They have expectations of who is going to continue that legacy in their home.
There's a new dishwasher.
Oh, but every
it's a Frigidaire.
The new people coming in completely emotionally detached, a picture of themselves in, but it's hard to explain that to
Let's sellers. Talk about All some right. of our
go,
listings.
Go, Rick, go. We got no time.
Ugh. All right. So I want to talk about this house on basically Northeast Scottsdale. Basically 104th Street and Cactus. Right? This is my goodness gracious. Oh wait, go ahead, you go, because I need my glasses.
The print came out. So how about Greyhawk? 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, totally remodeled. Pool, 3-car garage, den office, 2,900 square feet. We were at 799. We just had another reduction on this. 689.9 in Greyhawk. Got to check that out.
Okay, I have 2 5-bedrooms, an additional 5 bedrooms. One's a 5-bedroom, 3-bath, basically at Pinnacle Peak in Pima, 3,700 square feet, single level, 2-car garage, no pool, 715. I have one at Hayden and basically Hayden and Shea, just north of Shea on Hayden. It's a basement home, 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, 4,000 square feet, built in 1994 with a pool. This is a stunning home for $889.
What about Paradise? You want to do that?
Go ahead.
Paradise. This is a great North Scottsdale location. Actually, right near Cactus and 104th, 4 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, pool, spa. It's close to an acre. Isn't it an acre lot? It's close 30, to an acre.
35,000
feet. 35,000 feet. Den office, 3-car garage. Needs updating. 4,100 square feet. Priced at 935. Premium lot, people, in North Scottsdale.
I have a little condo for sale. Indian School. 1 bedroom, 1 bath. 656 square feet for $134,000.
7 acres. 7 acres zone C2 in Peoria. Right off the 111th Avenue and Olive Hard Corner. With a street light on it, 1.195, and it's subdividable, and it's C2, so you can put a gas station or anything else you want on there, a bank, a restaurant, you name it.
How about in Aviano, which is at Pinnacle Peak in Tatum? Yeah, this is 7 bedrooms, 6.5 bathrooms, 7,000 square feet, built in 05. This is just a stunning property. 4-car garage, pool, spa. It's the largest Mirador plan in Aviano, 3 levels. It's, what is it? $1,199,000. Basement, theater, you name it.
How about going deep Northeast Scottsdale on 1.25 acres with beautiful, now playing on all windows, 4 peaks views, 5 bedrooms, 3¾ baths. Like I said, 1+ acre, den office, 3-car garage. It's got a brand new addition, over 1,300 square feet for $685. And it's 3521 total square feet.
I got it coming soon over there. Baseline and 28th Terrace area. It's a condominium, gated community. It's 1,259 square feet, 2-bedroom, 2-bath with a 1-car garage. Great little community. It's coming on the market at 185 tomorrow.
There you go. Okay, I'm going to do some distressed sales now. I'm going to jump because we got 1 minute. And I'm going to do 4 Paradise Valley distressed sales. 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, casita, 4-car garage. Built in 2008, just came, it's almost 6,000 square feet, just came on the market for $1,200,000. Then we have another one, 5 bedrooms, 4.5 baths, pool, 1+ acre, 4-car garage, 5,500 square feet, reduced from $1,375,000 to $1.195 million. And then, Paradise Valley, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, pool, 1+ acre, lot, 2-car garage, 3,000 square feet, reduced from $1.179 million to $1,099,500. So there's that. Well, I'll do one more in Paradise Valley. 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, pool, spa, 3,800 square feet, built for $850. It was $875. So there's 4 distressed sales for you, for your consideration. We can find you anything. If you're an investor, anything like that, you're looking to list your home, we'd love to apply for the job. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. I want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill, who else? Inspect 10 Home Inspections, Josh, our man behind the glass, thank you very much. A big real estate show, thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you do have a home to sell, we got the flexible fees, radio, 35-plus years combined real estate experience. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. We'll see you next Thursday at 3, right here on The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
one with the Elton Brothers.
What's this get bonafide thing you guys keep talking about?
Well, we can get you a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week.
So you're going to lowball me?
No lowballs. As I said, these are competitive cash offers, hence the name bonafide, as in get your bonafide cash offer today.
You understand my house has sweeping mountain views.
Everything gets factored into these offers.
Well, I'm not quite ready to move yet.
It's at your convenience, so you get a great price, and the Elton Brothers guide you every step of the way.
What's the number?
480-451-3318.